Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. My name is Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson. I'm a teaching pastor and author of the Victory Book. And joining me in our Providence studio today is Mike Warner, our very own entertainment guru. Let's head to Westworld.
I'm so excited.
Mike and I are going to be talking about HBO's Westworld stars Ed Harris, Evan Rachel Wood, Jeffrey Wright, and Thandi Newton's huge pay raises ahead of the highly anticipated third season. We're also going to be talking about the Disney-Fox merger and my Shark Tank pitch of the week. It's all ahead today on the TiVo Mike Show.
JC, yeah. TiVo Mike.
It's Money Monday, Mike.
That's
Let's
right.
talk about the big raises these Westworld castmates scored recently.
Let me just say, so Westworld is a show that I've only watched one episode of.
Really?
And one of my coworkers was like, dude, if you're going to watch anything, it should be, you know, this is one of the shows. I said, listen, you give
really
me your HBO login and I'll be there.
HBO needs the money so they can pay Thandi Newton.
I guess.
You have to really be there for them. These pay raises are huge. They initially were already good, you know, between $100,000 and $150,000 an episode, but they were all spread out of who got what to whom. Sandy was black and a female, so they paid her $30 and they paid her in pesos. It was really, like, it was a bad place. You know what I'm saying? And I, as a Christian man watching TV already, being a TV fanatic who loves Jesus, already feel like I have to justify my TV time. Her being paid in pesos and only 30 of them would almost turn me off to the show. I was like, I can't keep watching because she's in a lot of scenes. That's a lot of pesos. So they finally gave them the raises, and now they are among the highest paid crew in TV.
Wow.
Highest crew. Even more than the Milo Ventimiglia people and all this. So according to, I think this was...
You mean the This Is Us cast?
Yeah, from okay. This Is Us. This is from a Hollywood Reporter, so we know that they're good. They're now making at least $250,000 per episode before their points even kick in. So they get a little bit of the back end already.
Wow.
And these players actually deserve it. Like, it's not a thing where, oh, they're just, you know, just because they're on a hit show, pay them more just because the show's
Well, I think it's
more.
Also because we're not getting that second season of the Big Little Lies or whatever.
Or we're not getting
season
two?
Well, we're getting it. It's just not right now.
Right.
So it's not like they're paying out on two shows.
Right. And this is their, you know, one of the big money makers. And they're probably making things stretch because after next year, they lose a lot of their shows, especially Game of Thrones. So
wow. Game of Thrones is ending?
It's ending. Final season. So HBO could not be happy, none too pleased. But that freed up some money in their coffers, I'm sure.
Well, I bet. Because Game of Thrones is... Again, another show I didn't get dived into, but I've watched some episodes, and I will say, they've spent a lot of money on those special effects.
Absolutely. Each episode is literally a 1 hour and 3 minute movie.
Yes.
It's
yes.
a movie with 30 casts all across the globe. They don't even record in the same, like, studio. It's not like they have a back lot. And then they all, no, what, some team is being filmed in New Zealand, some filmed in Georgia, some in,
wow.
you know, just they're everywhere, all around the world. Noticeably absent on this list is Anthony Hopkins,
yes.
who was all in season one, a little bit of a role in season two, but a big star, so I'm assuming he was already paid a lot more.
Some more freed up money.
Right, because Anthony Hopkins, like, listen, I'm already made... millions of dollars. I'm already dust.
Well, not that. Like, I mean, what can he, like, as an actor, especially in certain roles, you have to know your limits because you want it to stay believable.
Right. That's true, too.
So if you don't know your limits and you extend beyond your limits, Damon Wayans, and
wow,
and stay and ruin
fired.
A season of a show, It could be detrimental if Hopkins would have stayed on more of season two,
right,
and didn't fit the character role or his
right.
own personal abilities, and then you want to write him in again for season three. That's
right.
why they season one was all in.
All in.
Season two was one foot in and one foot out.
Right.
Season three is out.
That probably may be the case because he's already good. He established what he needed to establish. They're still trying to unravel some things.
So he might make an appearance, and guest appearances will still get him paid.
That's true.
But it won't
too.
Come. It won't commit him to like a 9-episode arc.
And let me just say, you're absolutely right about that. Because now that I'm thinking about where they may be headed, it's true. And this is a show you need to watch because it's all about figuring things out.
Well, the funny thing is, I haven't even seen it in the
right. So you have to see it. And then I just have to say this about Ed Harris, because I always loved the guy. He was great.
Ed Harris is underrated.
Truman Show, right? Highly underrated. Well, not anymore. They gave him the role that he can sink his teeth into. And every time I say that line, sink his teeth into, I always remember the guy who killed himself, Robin Williams, and Mrs. Doubtfire. When he goes, yes, a job. Like really, because he's changing out from Mrs. Doubtfire to Daniel.
Yeah.
Taking out his teeth. A job, I really sink my teeth into. And he's putting it into the jar. I just love that. Like if he was just in that moment, if he could have just remembered that scene, he'd still be here. He goes,
My life
is not that bad. Boom, shakala. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're right. He definitely would still be here. I will. You know what my problem is I'm waiting for everything to come to, like, Netflix.
Mm.
And Westworld's one of those shows that just has not come to Netflix yet. Like,
and I'm wondering if it will, yeah. Do other HBO shows go to Netflix?
In time.
Okay.
It's like Showtime. Like, sometimes they release some of them right away.
Right.
Sometimes they only release it at a certain point.
Interesting, because I was always curious about that. So, guys, we're going to take a brief break, as you can hear by the music. And when we come back, we'll have more stuff to say, because it's the TiVo Mike Show on Radio Public.
When you visit the gloomy slums tabernacling themselves in places like K2 and Ajegunle, your definition of survivor is replaced by the gory scenes that churns your insides out. When life suddenly makes sure you were born into a circumstance that is a sacred with a stance spread against you, you know that the dream is a non-negotiable thing. Life that was supposed to be amazing becomes a maze. You are in, you are stripped of the strength and the sense to dream up lofty dreams. You just want to change your bed from the rice sack that's been consumed since 1964. You just want to change your pillow from the log of wood that Baba Fatima is still keeping malice with you about. 3. When you are born into the poverty of places like Mushin, you become a poster child, a muse in the political propaganda that makes the pot-belly thieves responsible for this disaster feel good about themselves by giving back to charity. 4. When every day you wake up, you have to make your way up the sunken ladder of debris, you understand that a dream is not a leisurely affair of wandering mind. A dream is a non-negotiable deal that you have to put a ring on or die trying. You know that a dream is a backbending affair where uncut stone begins their journey into diamond rings. And if you are like me, naive enough to believe you can change the world, to you I say Godspeed. May your dreams come true. Selah.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. Thank you for listening. I just have to say, I love, 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 love. Did I tell you I love? I love our breaks because I listen to the show. I'm also a listener. It's like the guys that did the commercial for the Hair Club for Men. I'm not only the president, I'm also a member.
Yes.
So I'm not only the producer of this podcast, I'm also a listener, a subscriber, a rater. I've rated the podcast. You know, and guess what I gave it?
Five stars.
Because we are five-star worthy. But what I love about it is the breaks. It really does give you a moment to reflect on who Jesus is.
Mm.
It tells you all of this. So when you find out and you get run down in life, you remember, you know what? It's all about Jesus. It's all about what he told me to do, the one mission. And while I'm doing the one mission, there are these other side things. I want to say side pieces, but that has a negative connotation since people want to pervert everything through sex. But just side piece just means it's not indicative
the
to the thing. Right, yes. The side dish. So when you hear news that Disney is acquiring yet another property that they do not own presently, nor does it have anything to do with Walt or Disney or Co., they decide to do it for sense of market share. And when you find out how tragic that news is, you just go, you know what? It's all right. It's all about Jesus and what I got to do.
That's right.
So here now, Disney already has 33% of the market share. That means the 6 billion people on this planet that go to a theater, that go to a box that's red, that go to a Flix of Net, that go to a Who of Lou, that go to a Prime of Amazon, that go to a box that's red that streams. They are hearing, seeing property put out by Disney.
Yes.
Already. They're already.
Already.
Everywhere
yes.
you go. Boom. Shakalaka boom. And now these heifers, who I love, who are my future bosses. Thank you, guys. when we have our interview, we just won't include this episode.
Well, no, it's good. It's always good to have a little inner turmoil.
Oh, that's right. And then they deal with us, put up with us, because we make the money.
Exactly.
Okay, there you go.
Kind of like we have to put up with Kimmel.
Yes.
On ABC because he's making that money.
That's
true. How come he's getting all these great guests? Oh, wait, because Disney's signing the guests.
Everybody.
They don't get to choose the interviewer.
Good point, because I don't get along with Kimmel, so when they tell us to go, that'll be you. Because right. you're better at being able to...
Oh, definitely. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So how was that Obamacare? Did you ever get it?
Ba-dum-bum. So you didn't sign up at HR open enrollment in October, and you weren't covered on the already awesome plan that Disney gives everybody, including Paco, the person who cleans your dishes in your green room? Anyway, so I just thought, isn't that interesting that now they bought and picked up another almost 10%, 9%, of more market share. So now it'll be about 40%. That's almost half of all property.
Yes.
All the market. When I say bringing value to the marketplace, I didn't mean value to the Disney place.
What I don't like about it, or what I am
it's crazy.
Worried about, is we're going to get a lot more garbage film.
Yes, because now they don't have to worry about being good to compete because it's their properties.
Yes. So it irks my nerve because of this, right? So, the article we're referring to is from...
I think that's also Hollywood Reporter.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad article. The article itself is great. My issue with it is things like they refer to Avatar.
Right. Which
Guys,
was a
can we please tell
movie.
Disney we don't need a sequel?
No.
Tell
we
James Cameron
it.
To make a sequel to The Rising of the Titanic or something. Like, I'll watch that. Maybe Jack didn't die.
Would love, first of all, it's hilarious that you say that Jack didn't die, when finally, after years and years and years, James Cameron has responded to all fans who keep talking about that doggone bedpost that she was floating on and didn't let Jack get on. He weighed into the controversy, and he said... It wasn't big enough for Jack. People responded to him. No, it was. It was this by this inches. It was dimension of this, the thickness of that. The water being cold would have meant this. I mean, they really went at it. He did an article where they asked him Q&A about all the things the Titanic people wanted to ask him.
Yeah.
And he finally says, and you can tell it's out of frustration because it's a written article, but you can tell. He goes, listen, there was no way Jack was living. So if he got on that bedpost, he would have got shot in the head by the ex-fiance, or he would have developed typhoid Mary.
Yeah.
Jack is dead. Like
hilarious.
He was the same.
That's
like,
hilarious.
Yeah, he goes, Jack is dead. Let it go, people. I had to kill Jack. That was part of the thing. And
like
yes,
that.
She had to throw the jewelry away.
Yes, it's part of it. That's what made
yeah.
the story. I get the story.
Right.
My thing is, Avatar was good when it came out. It was good for what it was because we didn't have anything like that.
Yes, and it was good for IMAX specifically.
Yes.
It made it an experience. It was a movie you don't want to see at home.
Exactly. So, and then last year, 20th Century Fox did the Murder on the Orient Express.
Which I fell asleep during, I'm ashamed to say.
A few thousand people fell asleep during it.
Really? More people?
Not as many people watched it as you want to believe.
Wow.
So to hear that they have a Death on the Nile, a star-studded sequel, why are we cramming more crap?
Wow. Like, because the Nile is not just a river in Egypt.
Exactly.
And they really think they have something there. I'm glad to know I'm not alone, though. I'm glad to know.
I didn't even watch it. I saw the preview and thought, this is going to be a bad movie. I'll watch it on TBS when they cut out all the parts I didn't want to see anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to see this when they say, we know comedy.
Exactly. Exactly.
That means he always figures it out, people. He's the entertainment guru. He knows the things from the beginning, even when it's just a trailer, which is why he's perfect for our go or no we'll talk about on Friday.
It's hilarious. So what I will say is it could be good for Fox. Because Disney is not consuming them.
Really?
They're merging them, so they're still going to let Fox run as an independent studio.
Good.
In essence, there'll be some things, I'm sure, that Emma Watts, who is like the...
Oh, she was a VP and CEO of Fox Searchlight.
Yes. So she's going to still keep that title.
That's good.
And she will allow president of production, so she'll be able to still make a decision like yes or no.
Right.
Even if Disney may not say yes to it.
Yes. That's actually wise on Disney's part because everything they have acquired from Pixar to Marvel Studios, they kept independent.
Yeah.
Which is smart. It's like they bought them or merged with them for the right reason.
You know why they
did? They go, we wanted you because you're good. We're not. You know, we kind of lost our way a bit after Mermaid. So what happens is you go ahead and do your thing. We just take the money. Because Pixar has not had any
bad movies.
Fault. They know, like, even when they announced Toy Story 4, I was like, oh, really? You're really trying to wring all of that? And then I remembered how much I cried at 3.
And you're like, I'm going to see 4.
I have to see 4. They're going to punch me in the face. Andy's going to have a kid, and then his kid's going to find one of the toys, and they're going to have a reunion at the end. And then it's going to cry because it's Slinky. Anyway, go ahead.
I love you for that. What I will say is,
true.
It's smart what they're doing too, because here's what they do, and you guys don't know this stuff, but they're going to do this because if you think about it, somebody else does all the work and you just put your name on it.
Right.
But if the movie's bad, then you don't put your name on it. It's just Fox's movie.
Right. They're not going to say
or Marvel's
Disney
movie.
Disney's Fox.
Exactly.
On Geely 2.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, no, Disney's like, what?
Like, if Marvel had a bad movie.
Right.
Like, Deadpool was great.
Right.
But because Disney wasn't sure how people were going to take the Deadpool relationship.
Franchise. Right.
They said, you know what? It's still technically Fox's Deadpool.
Right.
And although it's Marvel produced, it's Deadpool. Walt Disney presents Deadpool.
So true.
So now they can do that with more
all
titles.
The right.
So
they can wait to the market.
It can require the people who want their movies out to make sure their movies are good quality.
Wow.
Because they want the Disney stamp of approval.
It's like being stamped with the FDA.
Yes. Yes.
Like FDA approved, you can have this Lunchable.
Exactly.
That's
FDA, it's like
smart.
The Disney stamp of movies. Like, because Disney genuinely just doesn't do bad movies.
Right.
Unless it's some story they're trying to rehash.
Yeah. Like, it truly is that they just slip. But they're genius marketers, and they know how to do the money grab. And I'm sure they're already developing Avatar Land.
The money grab is right.
So Avatar Land and Shonda Land went away. So I know they're hurting a little bit. So we're going to talk more when we come back. Thank you for listening to the TiVo Mike Show here on Radio Public.
Peter simply went back to doing what he was doing before. He returned to the old self. But then Jesus shows up. What does he say? He says, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. And what Jesus is doing with those commands is he is actually giving Peter a new identity. He's saying, Peter, you are no longer a fisherman. You are a shepherd. And that's what Jesus does. When he calls us to follow him, he not only redeems us of our sin, but he actually gives us a whole new identity. He says, you are no longer slaves. You're a son. You're a daughter of God. He says, it's no longer filthy rags, but now we are clothed in his righteousness. When we choose to follow Jesus, it's not just so that we can study the Bible more and show up to church every week. It is so that we can actually receive a whole new transformative identity because of his love and grace.
Thank you for listening to the TiVo Mike Show. We are the number one and fastest growing pop culture infused Godcast in the nation.
That's right.
So if you're a TV fanatic who loves Jesus, stop feeling guilty and start watching and start listening here to the TiVo Mike Show every single weekday right here on a free app, Radio Public.
That's right.
And if you don't want to download the app, fine. Go ahead and be a traitor. But as long as you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, and now Alexa. That's right. So if you have Alexa, you know what you're going to tell Alexa? Alexa, play the TiVo Mike Show. And you know what she'll say? Nothing. She's going to turn it on. You're just going to hear it. It's not going to be kind of weird if Alexa starts doing our show for us. But if you have Alexa, there it is. So soon to be on all smart speakers. We'll tell you about that as it happens.
Yes, we will. So, a few other quick things, right? And the reason why I said it was smart on Disney's part.
Right.
So, Disney films, you know, we always know there's some type of formula to how they release.
Yes.
So, we're looking here in the marquee franchises Disney inherits, includes James Cameron's Avatar. No one's going to watch a sequel. Fox superhero properties such as X-Men and Deadpool.
Right.
X-Men needs a revival because for too many years you let the pedophile run the behind the scenes.
Yes.
Now we got rid of Bryan Singer. He's a dad now, supposedly.
What?
Guess what? Yeah, he had a daughter last year.
Well, no, so, he always had them call him daddy. Are you mean this is an actual
biological child?
Really?
Yes. So
I wonder what he'll have her call him then.
I can't.
Sorry.
So now Disney will put another pedophile in the scene of the producer, but this one won't be as bad or convicted or have any accusations yet. So we'll see.
So it's not Cosby.
It's not Cosby, okay. Yes. But I'm excited because I love the
Jello.
X-Men.
J-E-L-L-O.
I can't.
If Cosby has to go down, I'm just saying Jell-O. I won't buy you ever again because Jell-O's going down. And any fat man named Albert, I feel bad for. But go ahead.
Oh, that's so mean.
I'm just saying. I feel bad. I didn't say I'm throwing shade. I'm throwing light. I said I feel bad for fat Albert all in the world.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, so Albert needs to lose some weight.
So
and
I'm looking forward to see what they do with X-Men because they did such a good job with Marvel helming Marvel that I'm sure when X-Men comes back on the table, it's going to be Marvel helming.
Yes, and they're going to revamp it to the glory because they know what they're doing there.
And I want to talk about this Shark Tank pitch that you loved so much.
My name is Keisha Jeremy. I'm a girl from the Bahamas living the American dream as a global head of HR for a Fortune 500 company. My business is Sanaya Applesauce. Every other applesauce company will tell you that if you're not 8 or 80 years old, you shouldn't love applesauce anymore. But what I know as someone who has loved applesauce and been making applesauce for 20 years, you never outgrow your love of applesauce. I created Sanaya. Every ingredient, every flavor, even the packaging has been made with adults in mind. This is not your granny's applesauce. We have 7 exotic flavors. Guava, tamarind, lavender pear, ginger, gingerbread maple, blackberry, and hibiscus. And it doesn't stop there. We have apple pie wedges in every single jar because what we know is adults actually like texture, but what they don't like are pouches. So we've created packaging that adults can actually be proud to carry in public. So how did this all get started? Well, the first thing you need to know about me is that I arrived at this country at the age of 16 years old. I was at the University of Virginia, just fresh from the Bahamas, and I had never even experienced a winter before. I had never even seen snow before, and I was extremely homesick. And so I think what I was doing was trying to recreate the feeling of home, the warmth of home. And so I reached for the nearest fruits and created my own special green apple, tangy applesauce. All my friends at the dorm tried it, and I couldn't make it fast enough to keep up with their desire for it. So, fast forward 20 years later, I've just come back from a trip to the Bahamas with a jar of my favorite tamarind sauce. And I'm doing what I'm always doing during the holidays, which is making huge batches of applesauce for all my friends and family. But this time, I did something a little bit different. I took that tamarind sauce and infused it with the Granny Smith apple applesauce, and in that moment, Sanaya was born. When I saw the looks on the faces and the expressions from my friends and family tasting that for the first time, it confirmed what I've always known. Nobody ever outgrows their love of applesauce.
Love it. So the reason it was my Shark Tank pitch of the week was because, first of all, the product is what I want. Applesauce. This is a good thing. It's going to go really well. So she's talking. Then she also has a plastic version, so it's easier to ship and lower cost, whatever, but it still looks good. And so they're loving the idea. They're all lit up. But then she starts flubbing around because some of the numbers don't add up. No, the numbers add up, but her story about starting and going, she still is full-time at her job, which is a very important job somewhere, like making 300, like enough where she was able to save 300 grand to put her own money into this business. And she all self-funded, 250 grand she put into this thing. So it's just, but they're all going out, Shark Tank one by one, out, no, you're not full-time, it doesn't feel like you're all in, going out. And so I was like, whatever, she's going out, I don't care either. I mean, I would love the product, but whatever. Gets to Mark Cuban, the billionaire, and he asks her, tell me, everybody's mad at you, you're not going to give 100% of this because you're holding on to your day job. We get it. He goes, I just have, what is your reason for this? Like, why? Tell me you're in this. And she proceeded to give, which I normally hate when they get all sad. Well, my uncle fell down on me when I was 8 and broke my eyelid, and now I have to breathe through my eye. You know, it's like that has nothing to do with Mott's applesauce.
Yes.
So she says, well, the reason I'm keeping my day job is because I'm the breadwinner in my family. A lot of people count on me, and it's a high-paying job. I think it pays 6 figures, and, you know, I have to do it. And he's like, yeah, that's not – and she goes – and then she gets quiet, like she's trying to stop herself from crying, which is more impactful. And she says, I'm the family member – everyone, he goes, who needs your income? My kids, my husband, my sisters, my brother. And she was like, some of my cousins. She goes, I'm the one, and she's looking for the right word to say because she's on national TV, doesn't throw anybody under the bus, and just says, I'm the one who made it. We'll be back after this.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills, gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
All right, guys, so listen up, right? We got the Fox merger with Disney. Don't expect much. Just take it for what it is. Only get mad about things you can control. Other than that, leave it with Jesus.
Leave it with him. And her family members, take note.
Yes,
please. That she is beyond stressed because she has to do all of this for you all. But it was the most beautiful way to say it without saying, well, I got loser family. You know,
yes, because that's probably what I would have said.
Right.
I would have said it.
You would have been mad. Real. But she did get the deal. Mark Cuban jumped in, and they're going to go and make their moolah, because I'm going to go buy it.
And congrats to Westworld and the stars in Westworld getting them big raises.
Dandy Newton and Ed should make more than everybody else. That,
I love Dandy Newton, character, so I'm okay with her making the same as Ed, if that's what they make, because she's
phenomenal.
What was the movie?
What does she do?
With Matt Dillon.
Oh, Crash.
Ever since Crash.
Thank you.
Crash.
talk about a great movie that needs a sequel.
Thank you.
If there is it.
We should hear the follow-up. Like,
you know what's so weird, though? It's hated by Hollywood.
Of course it is.
But it's a left movie. Yeah, but it's left. So you would think they love all this diversity in this film. The diversity with the white cop putting his white hand in
the
black woman.
No, they love the diversity. They don't love the stereotypes being brought into their face.
Oh, and being realities.
Yes.
When she goes, oh, I should have gone with my instinct and clutched my purse sooner.
Exactly.
Interesting. But when all that's going on, just remember this. Don't be following Jesus on Sundays only. I mean, Sundays is fine. It's a good day. It starts with sun. He's a sun. It's a day. I get it. But you want to follow him every single day.
That's right. The Tebow Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner. And our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodheim. That's it for the Tebow Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.